The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so we got the new CDC ads for smoking. We're going to talk about them. They're supposed to be grotesque. I'm not looking forward to it, but it's just something they want to make us look at. Another thing I'm not looking forward to is Dick Cheney is predicting that the U.S. is going to suffer a terrorist attack even far deadlier than September 11th before the end of this decade. Not looking forward to that. We got a burglar who's not looking forward to his jail time because he got caught because he forgot to log off the victim's computer when he was burglarizing the house. He decided to check his Facebook while he was there. Left his Facebook account on so people now know. I know. Can you believe it? Duh. All right. And then 1 in 10 U.S. beaches are unsafe for swimming. Just what you want to hear as we're into 4th of July weekend. So, as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council's 24th Annual Beach Report, you know, 24th Annual Beach Report, this was way past the whole JAWS thing, although I really think they should have probably done these beach reports sooner than that. They say only 10% of America, or already 10% of America's beaches has failed this new federal benchmark, which is supposed to constitute safe swimming water. They say nearly 3,500 water quality samples were collected from beaches along the east and west coast, as well as the Great Lakes. And only 1 in 10 passed the new EPA water safety standard. Are you kidding me? Only 10% of our beaches are swimmable? That's some scary stuff. They said there's a new NRDC standard to evaluate beaches. They've been using this now just for about a year. Even with the new standard, the portion of polluted U.S. beaches is about the same as in 2012 when the old standard was in place. They say results of this year show uptick in failure rate at 10% nationwide, but this reflects a newer, more health-protected safety test. If we were to compare to the old defunct standard, it would have been only 7% of the samples, which tells us we're stagnant in terms of progress of water protection. So I guess they look at pollution. You know, like, you know, with pollution, you usually get it from stormwater runoff, sewage overflow. Whenever you get that, it picks up the bacteria, etc. NRDC Water Program Director Steve Fleischilli, you know, talks to us about illnesses that can be spread, you know, by contact with polluted beach water, etc. A lot of people that get in contact with polluted beach water, they can get a variety of things. USA reports pink eye, skin rashes, stomach flu, you know, because you swallow the water, respiratory infections, meningitis, hepatitis. This is all according to the report. They say children are more vulnerable because they usually tend to swallow more water when swimming. I look funny when I swim. I've never been a good swimmer. I like to swim, and I have stamina, but I like to froggy style the swimming. We're talking about swimming. So I like to froggy, or I guess they call it breaststroke. Okay, but we used to call it froggy style. And I don't, freestyle is kind of difficult for me because, you know, I feel like I'm splashing around. I look stupid. But my legs kind of Nemo fish. My legs don't act equal as my fins. They don't. And one leg kicks more, the other one does nothing. I can't swim with my left leg. My right leg does all the propulsion. It's really interesting. And so I look kind of stupid, which is why I could do the froggy style much better than any others. I could backstroke actually easier than other types of swimming. And, but, you know, it's hard. You try to keep your mouth closed because I don't want to taste water. I don't want to get the water in my mouth. I want to keep my mouth closed. I want to try not to pee in the water, you know. And it takes a lot of concentration. So I hope paparazzi never, you know, takes a picture of me out in the beach. Okay, so let me see what else they say. Polluted beaches. They say the Great Lakes show the highest level of polluted beaches, followed by the Gulf Coast, New England, and the West Coast. The regions with the lowest level of pollution were the Delmarva, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia region, the Southeast, and the New York, New Jersey region. Good for New York, New Jersey. That's awesome. Of all the states, Ohio was the individual state with the highest rate of failure in its beaches, with 7 states on the repeat offender list. That's pretty scary. See, it's interesting. I don't see anything about California. Huh. They say how to protect yourself from beach pollution. Number one is know which beaches are polluted before you go. Look for signs that are posted on the beach. If it says swim advisory, don't go in. Stay away from flowing water from drains or creeks, because that's where the polluted stormwater comes from, dragging all the crap from the street into the water. They say don't go in if it's raining or after it's raining. After a light rain, they say wait 24 hours before going into the water. After a heavy rain, wait 72 hours. See, that is so interesting. I used to love jumping in the pool after the rain. My mom would yell, "Watch out for lightning!" You know, because I lived in Arizona, so we had these monsoon, we had monsoon season. Lots of lightning, lots of it's cool. Monsoon in Phoenix is fun. I loved monsoon season, especially since it's so gosh darn hot. Really nice to break that up. But, yeah, the water was dirtier after the rain. You would think it would be nicer. You think, oh, we're getting all this fresh water from the sky. Not the case. Because also remember, that when it rains, it also brings down air pollution, too. We're not just worried about runoff. So now, you know, here you are. You kind of cleaned out your pool. You got the bleach. All right. And we're just talking about pools now. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, you get kind of this crappy stuff with the rain and the leaves and all that. The pool will get dirty. I love the smell of the outside with the rain. That's always cool, the whole ozone thing. All right. But anyway, watch out for the beach. Watch out for sharks. I would also check out shark warnings, too, just because I'm scared of sharks. Make sure you keep an eye on your kids so they don't get caught under a riptide or current or, yeah, you know the scoop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Free time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You know, I don't know if they've actually studied what's on your cell phone and what it means in terms of your psyche, but our cell phones tell a lot about us, you know? Like, for example, if I look at my kids, only one of my kids has a cell phone because we don't want the other one spoiled, and the older boy, you know, whenever he's on sleepovers, I need to know where he is. Yeah, I vowed to never get him a cell phone, and then all of a sudden he was away on a field trip or on a sleepover, and I'm like, where's my baby? You know, I want to call and I want to know he's there now. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, yeah, here's a cell phone, here's cell phone service, etc. You know, so I look at his cell phone And, you know, he, of course, has YouTube that he uses a lot. He uses the text a lot. And then a couple of, like, the games. Okay? You know, but other than that, not much. He's a guy, not much. You look at me, and you see where, you know, you know how on the first page you usually have the apps you need more, you know, unless you forget to kind of organize it. For me, it's mostly camera. It's mostly Candy Crush. I play My Vegas Slots. It's something where you get comps at hotels and things like that, so I love that. And, you know, so mine, you know, mine was more of a playful type of thing. My husband, he has like GPS and map type stuff and all these different sort of flashlights and magnifying glasses. So it tells a lot about you. Well, it can sometimes tell so much about you that it can help the police when they want to deal with cases. Okay? You know, and they could find out a lot, but look at your cell phone. Look at 24. Right? Jack Bauer will look at the cell phone and figure out who was the last person that got called, and then they know, well, that's where the bad guy is. Or that's how they could tell who the bad guy that's orchestrated the other bad guy is. Anyway, now the Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that your cell phones and smartphones cannot be searched by police without a warrant during arrests. Being reported by USA Today, the ruling on two cases from California and Massachusetts, the justices acknowledged both the right to privacy and a need to investigate crimes, but they came down squarely on the side of privacy rights. They say, we cannot deny that our decision today will have an impact on the ability of law enforcement to combat crime. Privacy comes at a cost, according to Chief Justice John Roberts. The court struck down an extensive smartphone search in California that had been upheld by the State Court of Appeals, as well as a more limited probe of an old, I guess, flip-flop cell phone in Massachusetts. Old flip-flop cell phone. It's funny, I watched Dexter. I'm on like the third or fourth season, so I guess that's 2007, 2008. Okay, yeah, and you know, you see the flip phones, you're like, gosh, this is old school. We're just talking a few years ago. All right, and this was in Massachusetts that a federal judge had already thrown out. Currently, police can search the person under arrest and whatever physical items are within reach to find weapons and preserve evidence. But the justices noted that the vast amounts of sensitive data on modern smartphones raise new privacy concerns that differentiate them from other items. Like, you know how they can search a glove box? They can't search your smartphone now. They said police still can examine the physical aspects of a phone to ensure that it will not be used as a weapon, you know, like a bomb or something like that. But once secured, they say data on the phone can endanger no one, and the arrested person will not be able to delete incriminating data. Now, I wonder how that is. I mean, do they confiscate the phone, but they don't look at it? Chief Justice Roberts noted in his opinion that cell phones are now such a pervasive and insistent part of daily life that the proverbial visitor from Mars might conclude they were an important feature of human anatomy. Oh, see, that was a joke. You see, these Supreme Court justices know how to be real people. I'm still mad at Chief Justice Roberts for the whole Obamacare thing, so I'm not talking to him. In the past 2 years, the court has ruled that police can swab a suspect's cheek for DNA to put into unsolved crimes database, as well as conduct strip searches of prisoners without reasonable suspicion. But the justices have said police need a warrant to attach a GPS device to a suspect's car. Remember that one? You're like, well, yeah, put a GPS on the car and see where they go. Nope, because it invades privacy. To obtain blood from a drunken driver who refuses a breathalyzer test, we're not allowed to do that. And to bring a dog-sniffing dog up to the door, a drug-sniffing dog up to the door of a suspect's house. So, I guess this is going to be the first of many cases that are going to be brought up to the Supreme Court. I guess there's going to be the examination of the NSA's phone and computer surveillance methods. That is going to be big. Already, apparently, I think the federal district courts have kind of been pushing those aside, wanting the Supreme Court to take that on. But these two cell phone cases that involve different crimes, yeah, it's interesting. One of them, the California court had upheld this conviction on gang-related weapons offenses that police uncovered after stopping the car for, I guess, expired registration. That was cool. They found guns under the hood. Then they discovered incriminating photos and videos on his smartphone. The justices overturned that ruling. In Massachusetts, Federal appeals court had thrown out Brema Wurie's conviction after a specifically targeted search of his old-fashioned flip phone following a street arrest led the police to find a bunch of drugs and weapons in his home. The high court had upheld that ruling. That's interesting. There's so much that we could find out on the cell phone. You know, there's so much we can. And it stinks because I want the government not involved in my life. I want privacy. I need to know that I'm protected, that the government can't at any time decide to look and see who I texted, who I Facebooked, who I poked, who I took pictures of. I don't want somebody looking at pictures of my kids, things like that. So I get that. But then on the flip side, I understand law enforcement needs to be able to do what they need to do. I think all of us who have seen 24 know that certain liberties allow Jack Bauer to save the world. And my guess is there's terrorist attacks very similar to those that we may see on TV, and we need them thwarted. So I don't know where we need to go with this, okay? We do not want a government that imposes on us, that takes away our liberties, that can come in and do whatever the hell they want. That stinks. And that's not the country we live in. We live in a free country. But on the other hand, if we try to become so, touchy-feely kumbaya that, you know, that the police can't do what they need to do, how do we be safe? I don't know what the answer is, and that's going to be a debate that's going to continue for a very long time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, sometimes you have real idiot bad guys. Not all bad guys are idiots, but this one is. Apparently, there's an alleged burglar who's behind bars because while he was robbing a home, he decided to check his Facebook. But he never logged off the homeowner's computer. Nicholas Wigg, 26 years old, was arrested this week for breaking into a St. Paul, Minnesota home. Apparently, the alleged robber just couldn't stay off Facebook, they said. And while committing the crime, checked out his Facebook, etc. And the homeowner was James Wood, not James Wood the actor, probably another one. And this is the first time they've ever seen anything like that. WCCO reported that Wood returned to his home only to find the house ransacked and his credit cards, watch, and cash all gone. He did, however, find some items that were not his, including a pair of tennis shoes, jeans, and a belt. The alleged thief had ditched the items that were wet from the rain outside. I wonder if he also did laundry. Well, my clothes got wet from the rain. I'm worried about pollution because I was listening to the Dr. Dahlia show on beaches and how you have to stay away from the beaches right after rain. Anyway, and then he noticed that the Facebook profile was there. Wigg was taken into custody. If convicted, he could face up to 10 years in prison. As for the homeowner, he got all his stolen items back and called Wigg the world's dumbest criminal. I still don't understand the fascination with Facebook. I like Facebook. I like posting things. I like interacting, but I don't have to stop everything I'm doing to check my Facebook. Now, I think what's been happening is many people are using Facebook as their email. And so me, I have email, but I got to tell you, my email account is completely overrun with emails. It's maxed where I'm having a lot of problems with my Hotmail. And I tried to get a hold of Microsoft Outlook or Hotmail or whoever the hell does Hotmail, and no one's getting back to me. And this really blows because I'm ready to leave, and that's where my email is, at drdahlia@hotmail.com. That's kind of an important email. So I'm pretty ticked off. But I'm noticing a lot of people, like, for example, when I had to do TV interviews, people would Facebook me. Well, I don't check my Facebook. Maybe once a day, that's it. And so I'm wondering if that's why you start to see people go back to something that was actually starting to become humdrum. 1-877-HUMDRUM. Is that an old-fashioned word? Well, it's because we were talking about old-fashioned flip phones. When we come back, we're going to talk about former NFL players plagued with chronic headaches and how migraines will be worse after menopause. Lord have mercy. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speaks.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say former NFL players may be plagued with chronic headaches. You know, the concussions that these guys endure, and can I just say, you know, before we start going into headaches, and I want to actually, you know, talk about what we could do for headaches, because a lot of us suffer from headaches, but, you know, I'm a big football fan. I love watching football. And I don't think we thank these players enough. I know some of you are like, wait, these guys are making millions of dollars. Yeah. Okay, but still, I mean, look at what we, you know, some of them don't make that kind of money. Okay? And you see what these people go through, these kids go through, even like high school football. You know, my kids are going to this high school where the football is one of the best in the Southwest. I mean, these guys really rock when it comes to football. And they bust their butts. And, you know, coming from a football family myself, I have to say that those of you that play football out there, you know, I mean, bravo. It is what you put your bodies through. Am I going to have my kids play football and push them to do it professionally? Hell no. You know, I've seen enough injuries in my family. I've seen what it does, and I've seen my friends go through tons of surgeries. No, but I you know, I want you guys to put safety first, but I appreciate what you do out there, and I'm very grateful that we do have the sport. It's just, I do agree we need to make it safer. And it's scary to see what you guys are doing, and you guys are putting your lives and your future health on the line. I'm not saying I want you to do that. I'm just saying I appreciate, I understand that you're doing that. I understand you're putting your lives on the line, just like our firefighters, our cops, our teachers, our nurses, our doctors. A lot of you guys put your lives on the line, but I don't have to risk concussions like many other forms of employment can make you, unfortunately, incur. And they say now we're seeing a lot of retired NFL players live with nearly constant headaches. And some of these are described as skull-splitting migraines. An evaluation of 8 retired football pros found that the former players averaged more than 19 headaches per month. 12 of those 19 days involved migraines. Wow. I can't handle one migraine like a week, let alone, can you imagine 19 days a month? This is according to study author Dr. Frank Caniti, director of the Florida Center for Headache and Sports Neurology in Port St. Lucie, Florida. They said, and this has been reported by Philly.com, almost every other day these players are having migraines, and some were actually having them every day. Findings presented at meetings are generally considered preliminary until they've been published, but these are findings that's going to be presented at the annual meeting of the American Headache Society in Los Angeles. I think the American Headache Society should meet in Los Angeles, especially with all the taxes and stuff they're going through. It's one big headache over there. By comparison, they said the average incidence of headache for all men is about 3 to 4 a month. My husband, he doesn't get that many headaches. Every now and then, you know, his neck hurts or his, you know, because he used to play sports. So those sports-related injuries will hurt. But I don't give him, a lot of you guys think I give my husband a headache. I really don't. I really don't. Or he's so cool that he doesn't tell me. But I'm sure he would tell me. He'd probably say, ah, shut up, you're giving me a headache. I remember my father all the time telling my mom, shut up, I have a headache. Shut up, you talk too much. Shut up. And he'd be telling me that too. You talk too much. Shut up, I can't think, I got a headache. Leave me alone. And so my father would get headaches a lot. But then again, he was a big soccer player and the heading of the soccer ball, et cetera. So it's interesting. You know, if your man suffers from headaches, it'd be interesting to see how much of them were you know, it's a sports, football, soccer, et cetera. They say only 3% of the general population suffers from chronic headache or 15 or more headaches per month. Only 3% of the general population. I'm going to say more. Okay, I suffer from headaches a lot. It may just be estrogen related because my estrogen is falling. I know, the sky is falling. Exactly. You know, that's where the sky is falling came from. It wasn't some chicken story or whatever. It was because as our estrogen was falling, we noticed the headaches come. And you really feel like the sky is falling whenever you get one of those rip-roaring headaches. What's worse, the players told the researcher that they were not receiving any treatment for the headaches. Only one of the 8 NFL pros actually had insurance. And that was the only one actually being treated for his migraine headaches. These are retired professional athletes without access to health care, he says. That is shocking. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is happening with Obamacare. I really don't. I had another patient. She said the prices were okay. She was on the HealthLink website. The prices were okay. She just still doesn't have the insurance. She made her payment, but still no insurance. So I'm still not sure what's going on. Now, if you make millions of dollars in the NFL, I would strongly suggest that you actually save it, because you may later be unemployed, cannot find gainful work and employment because of headaches or head injuries, and if you don't have health insurance, you're going to be eating up through those millions pretty fast. All right, so, only 4% of Americans have access to specialty care to get a diagnosis, etc. How would you treat chronic headaches to begin with? All right, well, first, okay, what we recommend, now remember, these players, they had MRIs that had found, you know, brain injury. 3 to 8 of the players, by the way, had evidence of brain injuries from their concussions, etc. So the first thing to do with headaches is avoid trauma to the head. That's first and foremost, okay? Try to avoid any trauma to the head, which is very, very difficult when we're looking at, football players. I mean, I understand, you're on a team, you make it as far as the NFL. Okay, you're not going to be thinking about future headaches. You're going to be thinking about present day. You're in the NFL, for crying out loud. Try to avoid menopause. I don't know how realistic that is. There was a study that came out saying that menopause could make migraines work. We'll talk about headache prevention and headache treatment in a second, but let's talk about this quick story here. All right. They said for women who have migraine headaches, they increase 50 to 60% when they go through perimenopause and menopause. Oh, that blows. You see, a lot of us, it's the estrogen drop. It's the change in estrogen. And as the estrogen is dropping, we could get headaches. However, some of us, we need a little bit of estrogen to prevent the headaches. That's what happened to me. My doctor gave me a little bit of estrogen. She's like, Dahlia, I think you need some more estrogen. My answer to her was, what makes you think I need estrogen? She's like, you sound like, what you're telling me is you sound like you need estrogen. How do I sound? So she gives you a little bit of estrogen. I'm like, oh, this is cool. My headaches are gone. So I'm a happy girl. Anyway, they say the period of time it takes a woman's body to transition from normal menstruation to menopause, which is when periods end, is called perimenopause, and it could last several long, painstaking years. Boy, is this miserable. Perimenopause, which I'm in right now. Yay! Congratulations to me, perimenopause. Yay! It can begin in a woman's 40s, and it's typically marked by irregular periods, hot flashes, and problems sleeping. I got all three. This can last until menopause occurs around age 51. No, not another 8 years of this, please, God, no. Martin and his colleagues, there's a Dr. Martin, he and his colleagues will present their findings at the 56th annual meeting of the American Headache Society. Oh, there's going to be, oh, this will be another, yeah, and probably L.A. See, you're learning something. The researchers surveyed 3,600 women between the ages of 35 and 65 using a mailed questionnaire. Researchers did not want to be face-to-face with any of these perimenopausal women because they thought the women would be like, nah, leave it up. The questions covered menopausal status, again, at a big distance. Remember, these were mailed. Very, very long distance. Mailed. They didn't even email. They didn't even want the connection through the USB port. They mailed them. Whether or not they suffered from migraines, and so how often, women having 10 or more headache days a month were classified as having high-frequency headaches. That's me. I'm a definite high-frequencier. The results showed that the respondents were evenly divided between premenopause, perimenopause, and postmenopause. See, one reason why I can't wait for menopause is I thought the headaches would stop. Frequent headaches were reported by 8% of the premenopausal group, 12.2% of the perimenopausal group, and 12% of the menopausal group. They said younger women, they thought, you know, would probably, you know, be the first people we would think would have the headaches. Because, you know, girls have migraines all the time. But no, us older women get them too. Us older women. All right, so let's talk about how to handle headaches when we come back. What could you do to treat your headache? And turning off the radio is not one of them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I don't haven't really talked about headaches a lot on this show, in terms of how to treat them and how to deal with them at home, like home remedies, etc., because I have a bottle of Excedrin Migraine in my purse. So when I get a headache, all I have to do is pop an Excedrin Migraine and I'm good. But a lot of you guys can't pop an Excedrin Migraine. Alright? Excedrin Migraine has, actually, hold on a second. I will read the, it has caffeine in it, but I will read to you the, ingredients. Hold on. Alright. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, I don't have my glasses. I don't have my reading glasses. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay, it says here it has the acetaminophen, 250 milligrams. It has aspirin, 250 milligrams, and has caffeine, 65 milligrams. That is Excedrin Migraine. Now, this Excedrin Migraine has been a wonder drug. Wasn't it taken off the market? It wasn't taken off the market, but didn't they stop producing it for some time? And then there were all these generic forms that they sold, and then finally we could get Excedrin Migraine. Unless this is an old bottle. I don't know. You should still be able to get Excedrin Migraine. But the reason why something like this works for a lot of us headaches, not always for migraines. This may not work always for migraines, but because we find that having the Tylenol, which is a little bit of a pain reliever, seems to help. We have the anti-inflammatory, the aspirin, which decreases inflammation or perceived inflammation. And then you have the caffeine, raising the blood pressure a little bit, you know, raising the heart rate a little bit, add a little bit of caffeine, seems to help the headaches. So a combination like this, and then also we're forgetting a huge ingredient that's not listed, placebo, right? Placebo. You think just because you're taking something, you're going to get better, even if the ingredients in there don't make you better. And I think, looking at Excedrin Migraine, the placebo is probably one of the most important ingredients with it. See, this is like a good little, you know, like maraca. Anyway, okay, that's Excedrin Migraine. So a lot of us, we are able to just go get our over-the-counter medications and do what we can. I got to tell you something. The Advil Migraine, even though I'm a fan of anti-inflammatories for many conditions, the Advil Migraine does nothing for me. If I have a headache, if I have a migraine, the Advil Migraine does absolutely nothing because it's not an inflammatory problem. And it's not much of a pain reliever. You know, Tylenol, I think, helps a little bit more for pain than your anti-inflammatories, but your anti-inflammatories help with inflammation. So if your pain is from inflammation, they're going to be damn good at helping you find relief. But if you're not having inflammation from a headache, the anti-inflammatories a lot of times don't work. Now, some of you may actually find pain relief, all right, but for the most part, that's not what they're designed for. They're anti-inflammatories. That's what they do, which is why a lot of people do better with Tylenol. However, for arthritis pain, many of you say for the arthritis, Tylenol did nothing. Of course it did nothing, all right, because it's not so much a pain issue. It's because you have inflammation from your arthritis. That's why you prefer the anti-inflammatories. A lot of you don't qualify for either. With the Tylenol, if you have liver issues, you can't take the Tylenol. If you have kidney and liver issues or liver issues, blood pressure issues, you can't take the anti-inflammatory. If you have blood pressure issues, can't take the caffeine. So a lot of you guys can't do that. So why don't we be realistic and talk about what are some things you can do. Now, we've talked about, you know, chiropractic. I'm married to a chiropractor, so he's great when it comes to my headaches. You know, massage is phenomenal. Therapy. Sometimes our headaches are not, you know, caused by stress or caused by, vasodilation in the brain, you know, of vessels in the brain. It's because we have cervicogenic headaches kind of stemming from the neck. So sometimes you need some therapy with your neck, chiropractic, et cetera. You know, be evaluated and, you know, find out what you need. But this is cool. I went to everydayroots.com, and they have 18 helpful remedies to relieve headache, pain, and tension. And this is interesting. I remember reading something about this, but it's nice that they bulleted this for us because it kind of reminds you this is something we could try. One is using cayenne pepper. This is very interesting. There's been studies, such as one back in 1998 in the Clinical Journal of Pain, that said when you apply cayenne pepper, capsaicin, to the nasal passages, people experience a significant decrease in the severity of their headaches. This is very interesting. I'm not telling you to do this. This is something that's reported, again, because I don't know much about snorting cayenne, but they say here, you take a quarter teaspoon of the cayenne powder, 4 ounces of warm water, and some cotton swabs. They say dilute a half teaspoon of this and 4 ounces of water, soak a cotton swab in the solution, stir it around to make sure it covered the powder, I guess, and, you know, because the powder can sink to the bottom. Apply the swab gently to the inside of each nostril until you can feel the heat. They this I could not do. I could not do it. I don't think I could recommend that. But they said you'll feel the burning and your headache should hopefully subside. I do not want to tell anybody to do that, but I guess that is a home remedy, cayenne pepper. They also say nuts. They say almonds can be a natural remedy, right, to headaches. It acts as a pain reliever because there's something called salicin. Now, salicin is supposed to be very similar to salicylic acid. Now, here's the problem. A lot of you guys will tell me that nuts are your trigger food for headaches, so you got to be very, very careful. But you could try it, you could see. Then feverfew. Feverfew, we've heard the plant seems to help with headaches and migraines, etc. It's supposed to reduce inflammation, etc. There's this substance in it called parthenolide. That's supposed to be similar to aspirin without the side effects. I don't know much about it, but they say feverfew, all right? Apple cider vinegar compress. Apple cider vinegar is big. A lot of you guys, you know, take shots of that to do liver cleanses. I would advise against that. I don't really know much about where the science is behind these liver cleanses. If you want to treat your liver nice, don't put toxins in, but you can't shoot something down in terms of a drink and expect the liver to be all cleansed. It doesn't really work that way. Anyway, they say, though, if you take some apple cider vinegar and you warm it up, you kind of mix it with water, etc., and you put it on a warm towel, put it over your face, etc. You don't want to get burned, but the warmth of it, etc., for some reason, it's supposed to help. I kind of like the more meditation, relaxing, breathing, things like that, yoga. Yoga helps with headaches. A lot of people that don't want to do it, like, I'm not going to do yoga. It's girly. Listen, you can be in your house by yourself and do some yoga stretches. There are certain yoga stretches. Just Google yoga stretches for headache. Okay, this is really, really cool. Not to mention just the tension. Whenever I'm stressed about stuff, I get a headache. Well, then decrease the stress. If you decrease the stress, the headache may go away. It's extremely important. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to drop your shoulders. You know, relax your shoulders, etc. Exercise. I had a headache this morning. I went for a run. The headache was gone. Sometimes it's very difficult to work out when you have a migraine. I get that. Okay, I also get nervous because I think I'm going to have a stroke whenever I have a migraine. You know how migraines have been linked to, in women, increased stroke, etc. That's something that I, as a doctor, seem to fixate on a little too much. But if I can at least bring the pain down, then I can work out. And remember, exercise lowers the blood pressure. Not a bad idea. But I don't want anybody working out with a very, very bad headache. I'm a little nervous about that because, God forbid, your headache is because of a blood pressure issue. Which, by the way, check your blood pressure, please. They say fish oil. They say if you drink fish oil by putting fish oil into some orange juice or taking fish oil supplements, that may help your headaches. They say, I read somewhere soy may help. Some of you like cold compresses. Some of you like hot compresses. All right, find a place. Now, it's funny. The cold compress works for me for a couple of minutes and then now. MSG I have to avoid because MSG, the monosodium glutamate, that could be in food. It enhances flavor, but that can sometimes give me a headache. You can find it in Chinese food, processed meats, canned veggies, soy-based items, gravy, soup mixes, etc., like dip mixes. You know, sometimes you're making yourself some French onion dip. There could be some MSG in that. You got to be careful with that because that could do it. Work on your posture. That's important. That's also being reported by EverydayRoots.com. They say imagine other things. You know, imagine the beach. Imagine something nice and cozy or a little puppy dog, something to get your mind off of it. They say ginger root. They say the prostaglandin synthesis, okay, can sometimes be helped with ginger. And the ginger helps the prostaglandins, peppermint oil, butter, burr. They also say eat less chocolate. Oh, hell no. Where's my Excedrin? We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.